Okay. So we had the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah, we'll go over the Mishnah soon, the basic ideas, but the Mishnah refers to it as klal godel. It's a big klal. The Gemara is intrigued by that terminology, klal godel. It's a big klal. My time at on a klal godel, a big klal. It's a klal, it's a rule. Elaim, and Gemara comes up an interesting thought, because later in this parak, it's actually two Mishnahs later, on the fine, hey, I'm a base. Mishnah is going to say again, V'oid klal omru. There's another klal. Now that klal has only two pieces to it. This klal basically has three, or depends how you read it. But so this is like bigger than that. So I thought maybe they called this klal godel because it's immediately followed by another smaller klal. So this is called the big klal. This is possible. See, my time upon the klal godel. Ilema, if you want to tell me. It's because Mishum Dikoboy Lemisni old klal acher. He wants to tell us another klal in the next Mishum, which is somewhat smaller than this. That's what it is called klal godel, Tana klal godel, says the Gemara. And the same thing will be in Shvius. In Shvius, in the seventh parak, the Mishnah starts very similar over there. Klal godel, something about Shvius. The old klal and another one a little bit shorter. So say the same thing. It had a big cloud, a little smaller cloud. So it said cloud God. That'll be the answer there too. V'gabi shvius nami. Same reason. Mishum de koboy lemisti old cloud acher. Because they wanted to say right afterwards in the second mission another cloud, and that cloud is somewhat smaller than the first one. It's tana cloud godel. That's very nice. But in Meisr, it's not going to work out, because in Meisr, in the first paragraph of Meisr, you have a similar arrangement, a cloud. And then another klal, which is a little bit smaller. It's not so clear why it's smaller. That's a hassle. It's actually come out the same, but let's assume it's smaller. And there it doesn't say klal godel. There it just says klal, the old klal. So that's apparently not the answer. Hogabi Meiser, in the first parak in Meiser is, diktoni old klal achir. The first mission says klal, the Meiser is, and then the second mission says, the old klal achir. And it doesn't say klal godel over there. Velotoni klal godel. So apparently that's not the answer. So again, we need a reason. Again, in three places, in Shabbos, in Shvius, and in Meisr, you have a big klal, finished, followed, came out immediately by a smaller klal. In Shabbos, it calls the first one klal godel. In the Shvius, it calls it klal godel. And in Meisr, it doesn't. So we want to know what... what's the trick here? Why does the Tana in two other places refer to it as a klal godel? Reb Yosi bar Rovin, a completely side type reason. Shabbos u Shvius the izbu ovis v'toldos tana godel. Mais the lesbos v'toldos lo tana klal godel. Completely side reason. We refer to Shabbos and Shvius as klal godel, not because the klal is any bigger than the next klal, but because Shabbos has within it Ovis and Toldos, that we know. We're soon going to learn there's 39 Ovis Melachas. Then there's in those, each category, there's hundreds of Toldos. Shvius also in the Melachas that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, there are four Ovis, the four things mentioned in the Chumash. Zoreya, Koitzer, cutting, Zmira, and pruning, and Betzira, taking off the grapes. And everything else is Toldos. Pashas, they're only Midrabbanan. Mashenke, Meiser, and Meiser, there's no Ovis, no Toldos. So the concept doesn't exist. Okay, for some reason, the Tana, in these things which have two categories, I guess you want to call it, he called it klal godel. Okay. Mashenke Mais, says the Gemara, that's fine, except that Mishnah in Maisers, which we are saying doesn't say klal godel, Bar Kapra had his reading there was with klal godel. Now, if your reason is that... it's not told, it's not going to help you by Mais and Bar Kapor, you're going to get stuck. Ula Bar Kapor, the Tony Klal Godel, but Mais there. My Ovis, whom I told the seeker. Yeah, now, but he doesn't have Ovis and told us, so that can't be the explanation. That can't be the explanation for Klal Godel. Okay, Elolav. Completely different reasoning, Margos. Hainu Taimo Godel. You know why it says Godel? Because on Shoshel Shabbos, Yosef Mishel Shvius. What we're saying here is that when you have something where it says Klal, and you have another thing that says Klal, and this is more serious, more chomer than the other one, the Tana refers to it as a klal gadol. Shabbos is more chomer than Shviyas. Shviyas is more chomer than Ma'aseh. We'll see what the Gemara means. Oh. Now, the Gemara doesn't say, the knee-jerk reaction would be to say very simple, Shabbos is more chomer than Shviyas because Shabbos has skila and karas. Gemara doesn't say that. See, the Maram says because it won't work out in the last step. The Gemara goes on a different track. It says it means it's more chomer, in fact, that it's more inclusive. It includes more isurim. Dilu Shabbos isa bein betolush bein b'mechubah. Yeah, Melechus Shabbos applied to anything. There are Melechus in Mechubar, cutting from the ground. Those kind of Melechus in Tolush too. Lisha, Etrina, all these things are in Tolush. Bilu Shviyas, Betolush less of Mechubisa. All Melechus of Shviyas are only Mechubar. Anything in Tolush, there's no Isa to do anything on Shvita. V'godl Onshe Shal Shviyas, Yosem in Amayser. Why is Shviyas more Chomer Amayser? Why is it more include more? Dilu Shviyas Isa. Bein b'Michael Odom, bein b'Michael Behema. A Michael Odom and Michael Behema both have Hilchah Shviyas. That's the first mission we just learned over there. Shviyas over there. I mean, we didn't learn it, we mentioned it. But there'll be Kedusha Shviyas on a Michael Behema also. V'ilu Maiser b'Michael Odom Isa, b'Michael Behema Lesser. Maiser only applies to edible things, edible by people. Right? Now, Maiser, just the way most people learn, Midoraisa. Maaser applies only to three things. Dogon, meaning the five grains. Tiroish, wine. And Yitzer, Zayis. That's all that applies. Midrabonon applies to Peiris and to Yerokis, but only to edible things. So at the end of the day, Shviyas is more inclusive than Maaser, because Shviyas applies even to animal things that are edible to animals and not to people. Maaser does not. Good. So we're finished at this point. But Bar Kapra has in Maaser, it also says Klal Gadol. So we're going to have to show now another step, that Maaser is more inclusive than something else that says Klal. Ulabar Kapora de Toni Klal Gadol b'Maaser. Why does it say Klal Gadol b'Maaser? Gadol on shel shel Maaser, yoyzim shel peya. Maaser doesn't apply to Michael Behema, we said, but it still applies to more things than Peya does. Let's see. Dilo Maaser isa b'te'ena v'yerek. Maaser applies even to te'ena's figs. It applies to all fruits, we'll see. And yerek, and all vegetables. Once they made the derabonon, they made it on all fruits and vegetables. Masheke Peya, ilo Peya, lesa b'te'ena v'yerek. It doesn't apply to figs, or to all your most Yerokis. We'll soon see it's not just a Teina. Truth is, it's many trees. Pay is limited to certain types of trees. We'll see in 1 second why. This not. Here comes the first Mishnah, not the first Mishnah, one of the first Mishnahs in Peya. This not. Klal Omru Bepeya. Here's your rule for Peya. Koshu Oichel, it has to be an Oichel. The Nishmar, protected, meaning it's not Hefker. The Gemara will explain soon. The Gidulo Minoritz, has to grow from the ground. It's harvested at one time. We'll soon see most trees are not. The te'ena is the biggest yotzeit min hakal. The fig tree can be harvested three times in one day, the Gemara Babas says. It comes, keeps coming right. Okay. Umachniso lukim, it could be stored. Chayiv bepeya. That's the rule for peya. So now the Gemara says, what does that mean? Oichel, lemute, sviche, stis, v'koitza. Well, you got English words, but it's things that, it's certain types of roots that they would make dyes from. But it was not edible, so it's not chayiv and pay. Now, a lot of things are not edible, but Rashi says, but these things do have kedusha shviyas. So since in the mission shviyas, it says there is shviyas, it's telling you there's no pay on it. Next. The nishmar, it's guarded. Limuta hefker. Hefker is part of from pay. Gidulo min ha'oretz, has to grow from the ground. Limuta kmeinu pitri, it's mushrooms. More has, we'll have it later, Shabbat. The mushrooms don't nourish straight from the ground. They live off of other things. Okay. Ulekitoso ke'achas. It's harvested at once. Lemute te'ena. To take out te'ena, because the te'ena tree, as are many other trees, are not harvested to get us no pay on it. Umachniso lekim could be stored. Lemute yerek. Yerokis couldn't be stored. Whatever. Okay, now. So therefore we see that pay does not apply to te'ena, nor does it apply to yerek. Vilugabi meiser tanan. What does it say? What's the klal by meiser? The first mission of meisers. Klal omru b'maisa kolchu oichel. Okay, you need oichel. Nishmar can't be hefker. Gidula min ha'oretz. Chayiv b'maisa. But it doesn't say those other two qualifications. V'ilukitosu ke'achas machnisu l'kiyim lofnan. That means maisa applies to all trees and to all yerokis. Mashen can't pay a dozen. So therefore, maisa could be referred to as klal godl as against payah. Now, Tais just points out the most interesting thing here. The way Tosis learns, not everybody agrees, the way Tosis learns, I mean, time appears many places, Peya also applies only to Tirosh, Dagon, V'yitz, or Midorais. It's the same as Maisa. It applies only to the five grains, or to grapes and wine, and to olives and shemen. That's all. The rest is all Midrabonon. So how come, in if the Psukim would tell us somehow that you need lukitosu ke'achas and all that. Okay, the psukim tell us. The psukim tell us anything. The psukim just say grains, wine, and oil, and shemen, and that's the same thing in mice. Midrabonon, they put everything else in there. So it's just an interesting thing. In mice, for midrabonon, they put in everything, all fruits and all vegetables. In peya, they didn't. In peya, they left out anything that's not lukitosu ke'achas. And anything that's not, nichnas l'kiyim stored. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we're poshut techezru. Because peyah is a matnas aniyim. What's peyah? You leave it a corner, aniyim come and get it. First, it wasn't practical. First, if something can't be stored, the aniyim not going to have much out of it. So they didn't bother with it. The other thing is l'kitos l'kachas. You know, you have a field, right? It's wheat. Wheat is harvested. They knew exactly. It was a very simple, you know. It went by the seasons, whenever it was, that there was summer wheat was harvested, I don't know when, summer wheat should have been harvested between Pesach and Shavuos, no, it's that area. So the Aniyim knew exactly when to come. But if you don't know when something's going to be harvested, you could sit there for 3 weeks waiting, twiddling your thumbs, till the guy picks it off the tree. That's a tremendous waste of time for the Aniyim. So the thing, anything that was not like Kitoso Ka'achas, like the date tree, he could pick some dates today, some dates tomorrow, a day later be more. But he could sit there a whole week for a bunch of dates, not Kedai for the Aniyim. So they didn't bother making it. And if anything that's not a clear date for the harvest, or anything that's not storable, they just didn't make pay on it, because it wasn't worth it. The way he puts it, if they would make pay on Tainer, the Aniyim would be losing to the deal. They'd be spending more time on such fruit trees than was worth their effort. They might as well go somewhere else and have this say to them. Okay, that's a Benu Tam. Okay, long again. Back to the reality of this Mishnah. Okay, let's just recap for yesterday. I already forgot the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah told us basically three types of shkogis on Shabbos. And depending on the type, is how many chatoyas you bring. The first one seems to be a person who does not, he doesn't know it's Shabbos. He doesn't know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Then, no matter what he does, there's one shkoga there. He could be mechabel Shabbos for 3 weeks and do 64 malachas. How many mistakes did he make? One, really. He didn't know there was Shabbos in this world. So bring one chatos. The next madrega we call shigigas Shabbos, is name malachas. That's yodeya ikah Shabbos. He knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. But he did many malachas. How many chatos does he bring? One for this Shabbos, but one for next Shabbos also. It's a step up. Each Shabbos is looked at different because yomim shebein tayim amachalik. Rashi says, because it's impossible during the week. Whether everyone agrees with him or not, is it possible you're not going to figure out it was Shabbos during the week? So there's some sort of a yediyah there. So every Shabbos is separate. Then you have Zdoin Shabbos, Veshigigas Melochis. I know it's Shabbos. Yedei Yeshuhu Shabbos. But I didn't realize the Melochis are awesome. Then I'm going to bring a Chatos for every Melocha that I did. And that'll transcross over Shabbos too. That's Shabbos. If I go 2 weeks like that, I did Kaitzer on the first Shabbos, Kaitzer on the second. I'll bring one. Because there the Shkog is in the Malach. Okay. So now we're going now to the first case of the Mishnah. A person doesn't know Shabbos exists. Not he forgot today was Shabbos. He doesn't know it exists. We have an interesting machloikis here. What is the case? How do you get a person like that? Now, right away we have two possibilities. It could be he never heard about Shabbos. The Gemara calls Tinik Shen Nishba, basically. He was captured. He was born out of Tanzania. Over there, I don't know from Shabbos. The kid never heard about Shabbos. He grew up, never heard about it. Or you could have somebody who knew about Shabbos. but he forgot about it. Strange setup, but he forgot about it. Not he forgot that it was Shabbos. He completely forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos. Okay. Now, what is our Mishnah talking about? What is the case that you chayiv one chatas? Let's see. Rabbi Shmuel. Now, let's just one more word of introduction. That first case I gave you, Finish and Nishba, a person who not he forgot anything, he never knew. There, there's a svara to say, you may be potter in guns. It may not even be a shoygig. Then one could say, maybe that's an honor. I mean, what am I to do? You tell me at the Ramban and playing the Chumash, so I bring a chattis for a shoygig because the fact that I forgot, that you're not supposed to forget. I mean, he's not talking about forgetting. The guy was born on the moon. He had no chance ever to know anything. There could be a svara to say you're potter. We'll soon see. Okay, so let's get started here. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu. Masnisen, the Mishnah that says Shocheyachik Shabbos, you don't know what's flying, you bring only one chatos. Betinik shenishba lebein hanochrim, meaning he was his parents, or he, a little baby, was captured as a 2-year-old. He grew up by the goyim. He never knew there were Shabbos. Or Gershon is Gaya lebein hanochrim. Strange case. He was living in Tanzania, and 3 rabbonim come by in Tanzania, and they make him a ger, and they didn't tell him about Shabbos. You don't have to tell him everything. He mixes dust. They didn't tell him about Shabbos. Whatever it is, it's a case of a person who never knew there was Shabbos. That's when the Mishnah said, Yechayiv one chatas. Aval hikiv lipsof shochach, he knew there was Shabbos, and he forgot about Shabbos entirely. Chayiv akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. That's like what we understood the case, if you forgot it was Shabbos. That's considered like each Shabbos is a separate shkogah, and you have to bring a chatos for each Shabbos. Okay, he just moved the Mishnah down a step, basically. Frank Digmar, how could that be? What's the case of the Mishnah? What's it say in the Mishnah? Kol ha-shocheyach ikah Shabbos. He forgot. It doesn't say never knew. He said he forgot. Tanan ha-shocheyach ikah Shabbos. Lav michlal da-havi le-di me-korav. It says he forgot. Doesn't that mean he originally knew? You can't forget what you didn't know. Nochanes, we forget everything we do know. We should forget what we didn't know. If it says he forgot, it means he knew. You're telling me, Rabbi Shmuel, that's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah meant he never knew. Had he forgotten, he'd be chayav achatas every single Shabbos. Zog de Gemara loy. We have to, they, at this point, we're going to change soon. At this point, they manipulate a little bit the words of the Mishnah. My kol ha-shocheyach ikah Shabbos, what does it mean he forgot? It doesn't mean he forgot. It means, oseshochuach mimenu ikro shel Shabbos. Ha-shocheyach ikah Shabbos doesn't translate the way we usually. He forgot Shabbos. Ho yoshochuach mimenu ikro shel Shabbos. It was not known to him the whole Shabbos. Okay, good. That's Rav and Shmuel. We got it? So what will be the din, though, in the case we thought, where he knew about Shabbos and forgot completely about it? You'll be chayiv for every Shabbos. Avol hikiv lipsof shochach. Mai chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos? You chayiv for every Shabbos? Frank, the more very legitimate question. What's it say in the Mishnah by us? Hayodeya yikiv Shabbos. I mean, he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot about this Shabbos. Then he brings a korban for each Shabbos. According to you, you should have told me a bigger chiddush. Not he forgot today was Shabbos. He forgot entirely about Shabbos. That's a bigger chiddush that you chayiv every Shabbos, because it's really like one big shkogah. Tell me that. Adetoni hayodeya ikah Shabbos. V'osim melachos harbi b'Shabbosos harbi chayiv akol Shabbos Shabbos. You tell me that if you forget today is Shabbos, then you bring for every Shabbos a chatos. Tell me a bigger chiddush, what you said. You forgot Shabbos exists, and you chayiv for every Shabbos. Listening hikah v'lipsof shochach. Because you can't, certainly this case will be chayiv every day. Taka forgot each Shabbos separately. So I'm thinking, well, we're going to fix the Mishnah again. We read the Mishnah, Hayodeya Ika Shabbos, V'osu Melochos, he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot today is Shabbos. No, that's not what it means. Hayodeya Ika Shabbos means, Mishahoye Yodeya Ika Shabbos Shoch, that's what it means. It means he forgot Shabbos altogether. We're changing the Mishnah. We just changed the second case. We changed the first case to mean he never knew about it. We changed the second case to mean he knew about it and forgot that Shabbos existed. Okay, so now you're telling me that the Mishnah is saying that in the case of a person knew Shabbos and then forgot Shabbos existed, he's chayiv how many chatoyis? For every Shabbos. Good. And what will be the din if he knew about Shabbos and forgot that today was Shabbos? So apparently you're going to be chayiv even more chatoyis, because it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says only if he forgot that Shabbos exists is he chayiv one for every Shabbos. Apparently, if he forgot that today was Shabbos, he's chayiv for each melacha. But don't say that in the Mishnah either. It says in the Mishnah, for that case, only when you knew it was Shabbos. Aval loishoko, you didn't forget it entirely, meaning you forgot that today was Shabbos. What will be the din? Apparently, you're going to push it one more step. My chayiv akom locha umelocha. So then I divide. I don't understand the Mishnah, because the Mishnah gives me for the case, which case you chayiv, which melocha. Well, you knew it was Shabbos and forgot the melachas. Tell me your case. Well, you forgot it was Shabbos. That's a much bigger chiddush. Till now, you always thought that's one for every Shabbos. You're going to tell me now it's one for every melacha? At the tani hayodei eshu Shabbos. V'osu melachas harbe, b'shabos is harbe, chayiv al kol melacha umelacha. Listen, tell me your case. Hayodei ikar Shabbos. And he forgot it was Shabbos. You still chayiv for each melacha. Kol shekein ha, kol shekein, well, you forgot the melachas. So at this point, the Gemara gives up the ship. We can't any longer defend their position. Basically, well, they started off telling us we have to move the whole Mishnah to the left or to the right, depends what your perspective is here. That the whole Mishnah is moving over. The first case of one Chatos is where the guy was born on a moon. The second case was Chayvri Shabbos doesn't mean he forgot it was Shabbos, it means forgetting Shabbos existed. So then you're going to have to tell me that the last case should be where you forgot it was Shabbos. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says Hayodeh is Shabbos. So it's an indefendable position. We can't do that anymore. We now backtrack. The Mishnah has to be the way we read it. The last case means he knows it was Shabbos. The middle case means he forgot today was Shabbos. The first case means he forgot about Shabbos, not he didn't know about it. And you're only chayav one chatas. So we have to restate what Rav and Shmuel said. They came along and said that Tinik Shenishba is Chayiv one Chatas. We understood them to mean the Mishnah is talking only about Tinik Shenishba. But if you knew about Shabbos and entirely forgot it, you Chayiv for every Shabbos. That's not what they said. You Chayiv one there. They're just adding on that Tinik Shenishba, you Chayiv once. Lafuke, what I told you before, because one could argue that a Tinik Shenishba should be parted completely. That's what they came to say. Not the Mishnah is only Tinik Shenishba. The Mishnah is the way we read it. But Tinik Shenishba is also Chayiv Achatos. Why would I think not? I'll show you soon see. There are many people who use the part that Tinik Shenishba is zero. That's not a Shoygek, it's zero. Elomas Nisin, the way we say, Shehikalips of Shochach, the Mishnah, when it said in the first case, Ashecheich Yikah Shabbos is Chayiv one Chatos for each Shabbos. I'm sorry, it's Chayiv one total Chatos. It's talking not about a Tinik Shenishba. It's talking about somebody who knew there was Shabbos and then completely forgot about the existence of Shabbos. They're not changing the Mishnah. Uderavu Shmuel Nami, Kehikalips of Shochach Domi. They're not saying Tinik Shenishba only is Chayiv once. They're saying Tinik Shenishba is equivalent to Shabbos, meaning they're coming to tell me that a tinik shenishba is chayiv achatos. Hachi itma Rav Shmuel damrit havayu afilu tinik shenishba bein agoyim v'gesher is gaya lebein anochim kehikel so shochad domi v'chayiv. That's their chiddush. And who says no? I'll show you who says no. Reb Yochanan Reb Shimon ben Lakish damrit havayu dafko hiklips of shochach tinik shenishba bein anochim gesher gaya bein anochim potter. There's no chatas at all on the tinik shenishba. Now this is a shtick of controversy. Why not? Rashi says here because he's an oinus. Take a look at Rashi. Potter the kosavi Reb Yechon Reish Lakish oime muter onusu v'loy shkog. That's not shoygi. There's oinus. There's a level past shoygi. Not everybody agrees. It's not. You'll see later in the parag. That's not such a simple thing that this should be called oinus. But Tosfos learns, you'll soon see, we're going to have a pasuk for it. But let's go like right, simple to understand it. That Tinik Shenishba is out of the ballpark. He's pottering guns. Okay, very good. So we're back to the Mishnah. We can go back to sleep or wake up, whatever you want. No, we're holding everybody. But we can go back to learning the Mishnah the way we learned it yesterday. Don't be disturbed. The Mishnah says what it said yesterday. Just Rav and Shmuel are adding on another case, which is not discussed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if we had a Jew that was brought up as a Jew, he knew about Shabbos. Then he got partial amnesia and forgot that Shabbos exists. He's chayiv one chatos for everything he ever does. They are reading on, there's another case which will have a similar din again, but the guy never knew about Shabbos. What we call tinik shenishba, it's chayiv chatos. Rav and Shmuel say, no, that's added a class in his parak. Forget it. That's not a shoygeg, that's potter and gantz. Okay, now let's see if that holds water. So we have now machloikis posh, machloikis amurun, tinik shenishba. Meister. Let's see what the Brisa says. So shtikul Nes Chanuk. I thought this block would take long. We're going to make it fast. Okay. Please, nobody suggest that we learn a lot in one day. That'll be the next suggestion for Hanukkah. Let's leave it. Not for today. My voice won't hag it. Meisvei. Klal Godel Omru B'Shabbos. There's a brisa, very similar to our Mishnah, but it says things more clearly, and we'll have an answer. Who's right, Rav and Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Let's see. Again, what's their machloikis? Very simple machloikis. Where a person who never knew the Torah exists, I don't know, it's Shabbos. Same thing. A guy was born in Tanzania. I don't know what's going on in Tanzania. Let's make it Manchuria. You know what I mean? And then he appears. Does he have to be gechad? Not about Shabbos. He ate chaylev. Does he have to be a chatos? All the chatos things. Does such a person, is he a shoy against being a chatos? Or he's completely out. He's past the, what do you call it? Is that expression there? He's past beyond the pale, correct. Let's see. Klal Godel Omru B'Shabbos. Kol HaShocheach Ike Shabbos. Okay, that's like our Mishnah. He forgot that Shabbos exists. V'osu Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos Es Harbe. Enu Chayiv Elo Achas. Very good. Now what's our machloikis? Will that apply to Tinik Shanishma? Look what the Brisa says. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Tinik Shanishma L'Ben Anochim. Gershon Es Gaya Ben Anochim. V'osu Melochas Harbe B'Shabbos Es Harbe. Enu Chayiv Elo Chatos Achas. So clear. Says exactly what Rav and Shmuel says. Tinik Shanishma also has to bring one chatos. He can't hit him over the head for a million chatos. It's one problem he's got. The guy never heard about Shabbos. V'chayiv al hadam achas. For all the dam that he ate, he's chayiv one. V'alachelev achas. V'alachelev one. Alavidazor achas. It's all the same thing. There's nothing special about Shabbos here. Tinik Shanishma didn't know. You can't pile him up. Chatos over there. If I can't be showing him here, what's the chiddush here? I mean, obviously, you have to tell me on chaylev and on dam. And it's all the same. What are you telling me? Says the Taisa Rosh, you know what the Gemara, the Mabris is telling me? What are we saying here? A guy was born on the moon, he never heard about Shabbos. 20 years go by, is Machal Shabbos every Shabbos? 50 malachas a week. 50 got 1,000 different malachas he just did. How many chatos does he bring? One. We say we understand that quite well. Because there's only one problem over there. This one shkoget, a guy never learned anything, right? You can't pin him on everything. I would have had a havamina. He should bring one chatos for the whole Torah. It's all one big mistake. What are you going to... Lamaisa, what are you doing? This guy comes and he starts learning, has to start making his record. He has to bring one chatos for Shabbos, for his totality of Shilul Shabbos. Then he has to bring one chatos for his totality of Chalev. One chatos for his totality of Dams. One chatos for all the Avodah Zarah he ever did. Zabdi Rosh, I could have had a tzad that such a person should bring one chatos for everything. Because everything is all one. The guy was born in the womb. What should I do? That's not true. Once we consider him a shoyge, then every Yisr he did only once, Fashteitzach. But he has to bring Allah Chel. He has to bring Allah Adam. He has to bring Allah Avodah Zorah. Okay, so the Tanakhama clearly says, like Rav and Shmuel, that on a Tinik Shanishma you bring a karm. Munbaz comes along, the famous Munbaz, point there, bingo. Munbaz says you're potter. Tinik Shanishma is potter. But kids, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is a machlok, it's Tanoim. Is a Tinik Shanishma chayav achatos, and the Tanakhama says it's chayav achatos, and Munbaz says it's potter. Very nice. Comes Munbaz with a most interesting limud. That's what I told you before. Rashi says that's for it. You'll see, he learns it from somewhere. We'll see. Very interesting thing he says. This is how he argued in front of Rabbi Akiva to get to his point that a Tinik Shanishba has to, it doesn't bring a chatos. Okay, shoyge is called choyte all over the Chumash. Whenever it says Nevesh Kisechto, it's talking about shoyge. In one place, by Shvuas or Eidus, Kukin Rashi, by Shvuas or Eidus, it says Nevesh Kisechto. It's the beginning of the last parak in Parshas Vayikra. Nefesh kisechto v'shomo kol olo. That doesn't say v'nelam. That's going on a mezid too. If you remember, your Mishnah Yeshuas, man, you look like you're computing. Shuas Aedus is no difference than shoyging in mezid. Take my word for it right now. And yet it says nefesh kisechto. So you see that a mezid is also called a choyte. Zot Munba is the most interesting thing. He says a shoyging is called choyte. A mezid is called choyte. Apparently, there's a tzaddik. We would, it's very interesting, it's more counterintuitive, this Gemara. We would say Mezid and Shoigig are the opposites. Mezid is with knowledge, Shoigig is without knowledge. Rashi will say exactly that lotion. Shoigig chiluf the Mezidu. If anything, ask me, it's an opposite, it's an antonym. He's coming at it to say that there's a tzaddik shova between Mezid and Shoigig. What's the tzaddik shova between Mezid and Shoigig? It says an interesting thing. Mezid is yediyah. You know what you're doing. Shogeg, there has to be yediyah. Meaning you have to have known and forgotten. But somebody who never knew doesn't get shogeg nisht. I don't know what that is, but it's not chayav akorim. That's what he said to Reb Akiva. Ma mezid shohoysa lo yediyah. Av shogeg shohoysa lo yediyah. There is a psatzar hashov. Shogeg must have had once known. Meila tinik shenishba. Somebody who never knew about the Torah is not a shogeg. He's parted from a korim. Comes Reb Akiva and says back to him a most interesting thing. You're telling me, he says to him, I'm going to take your argument ad absurdum, and I'm showing you you're wrong. You're telling me that a tinik shenishba is parted from a chatas. Why? Because shogeg and mezid have it sada shova. There has to be yediyah. Says Reb Akiva, take it to its logical extension. Or mezid has his yediyah when? Before he did the thing. Or as he did his thing. Mezid means he knows what he's doing. So let's take your logic all the way. So shogeg also has to know what he's doing when he's doing it. You just lost all of shogeg. I mean, I'm taking your argument ad absurdum. It can't be what you're saying. You're telling me mezid needs yediyah, shogeg needs yediyah, but you're playing a game over there. You're saying mezid had yediyah now. Shogeg has to have yediyah yesterday. If you're going to make that comparison, go all the way and tell me that just like mezid has yediyah b'shas ma'isa, shogeg has yediyah b'shas ma'isa. And that's already, you lost shogeg now. So what's shogeg? I'm going to get on to what you say. I'm going to show you it's impossible what you're saying. Mezid doesn't mean he knew yesterday what he was doing. It was now when he did it. He knew what he was doing. Then shogeg should have to mean you have to know what you're doing when you're doing it. So you just lost shogeg munbaz. Can't be what you're saying. Comes munbaz with an answer which is mavish, a bombshell. What does munbaz say to him? Yashakeyas Reb Akiva, you're right, I agree with you. A shogeg has to know what he's doing. So what is shogeg? That's a good question. Omar Lohain, you're right, Reb Akiva, thank you very much. Because shogeg shoy safta, you added on correctly to what I said. You have to have your dia, not you have to. We'll see in a minute. But even if you know what you're doing when you're doing it, you're also a shogeg. So then what's a shogeg? We'll see. The Gemara's going to ask him, what's shogeg about it? The guy knows what he's doing. He's amazing. Like, he's shogeg. What's shogeg? We'll see. That's what Reb Akiva says. What do you mean he has yediyah b'shas ma'isa? So that's amazing. What's a shogeg? The Gemara's going to get to that. Good. But that's not our problem right now. Our problem right now is we had a machloikis. Rav and Shmuel said tinik shenish b'shayiv achatos. Reb Yechon Shlokish came along and said tinik shenish b'shayiv achatos. This brisa says clearly that the pshat in this Mishnah means tinik shenish b'shayiv achatos. Putting on the side the discussion between Munbaz and Reb Akiva, ketoni miyo. Ketzatinik. What's the case of Shocheyach Ike Shabbos? The Braisa says, it's Tinik Shanishma. It says, Yechayiv Achatos. It is clear like Rav and Shmuel. Bishmuel, Rav and Shmuel, Nicha. Very good. That's what Rav and Shmuel said. That Tinik Shanishma is the same as Shocheyach Ike Shabbos. And the Rebbe Yechon, the Rebbe Shimon ben Lokish, Kashia. According, what's Rebbe Yechon Shlosh going to do with this Braisa? Zog the Rebbe, what's the problem? They hold like munbaz, that's all. They never said nobody hold. They say we hold like munbaz, that's all. Amri loch Reb Yechon Reish Logish. Lo mihika munbaz de pota. What do you ask me? The Tanakhama says you chayiv, but munbaz says you pota. Ananda amrin ke munbaz, that's all. Basically, the machloikis amiroyim. We had, it's a machloikis, tanoim, that's all. That's all. Now, Zog the Gemara. My time of the munbaz. Where did munbaz come from? Where did munbaz get that a tinik shenishba? Tinik shenishba is potter from chatos. Okay, so right away we got a problem here. What do you mean by time of the munbaz? Munbaz said what his time was. We just had a brice, right? Munbaz said a ganze shigel teir over there. He said, holo mezid kori choyte, v'shoyge kori choyte, right? He says there is one place in Chumash where a mezid is referred to as choyte, nefesh kisechto v'shoma kololo. Shogeg is always referred to as Choyte. So he made a binyan av, they call it, about Mimotzino, there's Koman Hilshon, what exactly that limud is exactly. So he says, it says over there, Choyte, that's Mezid. And it says everywhere else, Choyte, that's Shogeg. So he makes a binyan av. Ma Mezid has Yediyah, Shogeg has Yediyah. Okay, Rabbi Akiva didn't like it, he took it out absurdum. I don't know what's going on there exactly, but we know what Munbaz said. Correct. What do you mean, my time of the Munbaz? Says Rashi. The Gemara, you know why the Gemara is asking my time of the Munbaz? Because what he said there couldn't possibly be his real marker. Nobody in the world could make shogeg into mezid. You're taking two opposites. You're telling me that what we understand shoygeh means not knowing, means knowing. That Rashi will say, amazing that shoygeh opposites, the mamish opposites. From al binyan av like that, mamish asvorit the kizah, because the Torah once called mezit choyte, you're not making a limud. Nobody's going to make a limud like that. He must have had a stronger limud. There's a binyan av. I mean, a binyan av is a midah, but it's a very svaridik midah. Binyan av means we find this here, mela, we apply it in other places. But you're not going to do a thing like that when it's so counter-logical, it's so counterintuitive. You're not going to tell me that because the Torah called mezid choyte, I'm now going to apply all gidre mezid to shoygeg, and we all know that shoygeg and mezid are not the same thing. They're antithetical. Nobody will build a din like that on a thing like a binyan av. It's going to have a stronger limud. Look at the Rashi there. It's interesting. My time at the Munbaz. Rashi is like, what do you mean my time at the Munbaz? He just told me what he holds. He has a binyan av. Mezid is called a choyte. A binyan av vadai loy somich. He certainly didn't rely on that binyan av. Lemebet shoygeg dum yed mezid. For that, he's going to make shoygeg equal to mezid. The shoygeg, or should say, or shoygeg chiluf the mezid. Shoygeg is the opposite of mezid. On a thing like that, you're not going to change over the whole system. You can't do that. The answer, he has a hekish. A hekish is already a limud. A hekish is not a logical business. If the Torah makes a hekish, then we have a limud. We're stuck. Even though it doesn't make sense. What's this hekish? My time with the munbaz, the ksiv, it says in the Parshas Shlach, by Chatos Shal Oyven Avodah Zorah over there, it says, Torah Achas Yia Lochem Lo Oysa Bishkogo. Okay? The next pasuk there, V'somich Lei, V'nefesh Hashetase B'yad Roma, it's like, Shekimu Megadei V'nichrusof. So, the first pasuk, Torah Achas Yia Lochem Lo Oysa Bishkogo, is talking about Oyven Avodah Zorah B'shoigesh. The next pasuk, V'nefesh is talking by mezid. Then we have a hekish. That's not some of binyan. That's a hekish. The Torah put mezid right next to shoygeg to teach us a din that shoygeg has to be like mezid. It's not counterintuitive. Good, it's counterintuitive. But it's a hekish. We're stuck now. Hekish shoygeg le mezid. Ma mezid shohoy solo yediyah. Just the same thing you said before. Just like Mezid has yediyah, af shoygeg shohoy solo yediyah. Says Rashi, makis shoygeg linyan chatos lemezid linyan kores. Vavagav de lo domi, they're not comparable. We just said they're totally counterintuitive. Al kovet hikishan akosuf. But here says the Baram an interesting thing. You have two munbazes here, basically. Munbaz in the Braisa gave us a shorthand. A binyan av, he said. This is called choyte, this is called choyte. Says the Gemara can't be where he's coming from. It's too much. It's too heavy. As Shaul Slanta said, the mesubim doesn't fit the seaboard. There's too much effect for that kind of a cause. He can't come out with that kind of a totally counterintuitive result from such a mild limud binyan av. Must be at something else up his sleeve. Which is a hekish. Like a hekish you can't argue with. Ain't hekish lemechts. If you got a hekish, you're up against... Forget, we're going to have to answer this hekish. What do we do with this hekish? That's the next piece of Gemara. So he has a hekish. Good, fine. So how come in the Braisa he said it's binyan av? In the Braisa he said it's binyan av. He said this mild type limud. He calls mezid a choyte, he calls shoygeg a choyte. Mele the comparable. Gemara says that can't be what he's really coming from. It's too much. Ella, what, he had a hekish up his sleeve? Torah good, very nice, that's okay. So how come he said the binyan av? How come he said never shachas? But he should have gone straight to the egg. There's a shtickle prompt that Maram says. Interesting thing. He says, this idea that shoygeg should become like mezid is so counterintuitive that even with a hekish we would have been scared to do it. If not for the fact that at least in one place the Torah called mezid sechta. He needs both, he claims. Even the hekish, we would have said it doesn't mean that. Again, you can't take a hekish. If I evoke and I'll tell you it's light in the middle of the night. It's not, I'm sorry. It's light during the day. It's dark during the night. There's limits, you know what I mean? He said it's too much. Even for a hekish, it's too much. Had he not had some place in the Torah where the Torah refers to mezid as choyte. Now that, of course, is not enough just for that. But the two of them put together a hekish that the Torah is comparing mezid to shoygeg, and the Torah somewhere does call mezid by the same name that it calls shoygeg. The two of them together, Munbaz could build this case.